Our destination is Destination Covenant Blessings.
Oh, that's
where we're on our way
again.
To. Destination Covenant Blessing.
Know who you are, where you are, what you belong to.
Yeah. And the way to get that is, first of all, everything starts with words. And for us, the Word of God has to be the final authority. The Word of God has to be the place where everything starts.
How do you live every moment of your life in the blessing? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and his special guest, Dr. Creflo A. Dollar, as they begin their teaching, Steps to Living in the Blessing of God.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I want you to join me today on this Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And welcome Creflo Dollar again. Praise God. Man, we had a time last week with them.
We did. We messed up some batteries.
Oh, man. I tell you, if you didn't get in on it last week, go to kcm.org and pick up the broadcast. There was one place in there, right at the end of the broadcast, where my microphone just, it just died. And you could still hear me on Creflo's mic, and I don't know what they were able to do with that, but at any rate, what happened, I've had this happen before. I've had it happen with battery-powered watches. I've had it happen with wind-up watches, where they just never work again. And I had a watch blow out and a battery pack blow out at the same time in a prayer line up in Ohio one time in a meeting. I went to the Lord about it. I said, God, what is this? He said, that anointing is so strong to heal and to deliver. He said, there's time mechanical devices will just, he said, it is akin to and in the same family spiritually as manifested in physical things, as magnetism and electricity. It even feels like it sometimes. And he said, it causes that. I said, well, what can you do about that? He said, that's the reason that so much of heaven is gold instead of other kinds of metal, gold and precious stones and so forth. He said, it ain't just because it's pretty. But he said, there's just an awful lot of power here. I said, oh, God, what you're telling me is I need a gold watch, right? And it was no time that somebody walked up to me and gave me a gold watch.
Wow.
I said, that's my anointing watch, isn't it, man? And so I wore it for years and years until I sewed it in somebody else's life. And that's what happened on the broadcast. I think it was, Thursday's broadcast? Thursday or Friday of last week, so you can go back and watch it. And it didn't surprise me a bit. It's a wonder it hadn't peeled all the fruit on the table because, man, it was so powerful. Praise God. We are talking about going from a place of just cursed like the world. Going from there, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the blessing of Abraham now has become yours, you begin to live by faith, and there is a pathway, a roadway, all the way to where you begin to live by your covenant with Jesus Christ of Nazareth in this earth. And getting from there to here, it's taken you and me decades to learn how to do that. We had to learn what our spiritual ancestors, Oral Roberts, Kenneth E. Hagin, men like that, and Smith Wigglesworth, we read their materials and studied them, and the men like that we've known personally just gleaned from their lives. And then you take that information, you apply it to the Word, and then you take what God reveals to you, and you build on the foundation of God's Word in these areas. Well, It's time for us to make known to you what we've learned over the glory. And I've been doing this nearly 42 years now and living in this Creflo and Taffy. How long have you been living by faith? You've just been walking and living by faith.
Almost 30 years.
30 years. Mm-hmm. So, and we've watched their lives go. We were able to sow in the Creflo's life. It wasn't no use him making the same mistakes. We, that first 10 years, we sowed it into their life, and they jump up there and run with us. Well, that's what we're doing for you. And God has led Creflo to break this down into 8 steps where you can actually judge your progress. You know where you're going. You've got a place here, a track to run on that will bring you to that result. Mm-hmm. So you can take up where we are and just come run with us. And then we grow from there together. Mm-hmm. So as you were talking when just before we began today's broadcast, mm-hmm. let's go over those 8 steps so we get them on record,
okay.
And get them on tape where and they can write it down. They can go back to the websites, yours and mine, and get this information. But they know where they're going. Mm-hmm. And then they can study on their own, man. Yeah. I mean, you can get right in the book and you can and God will reveal it to you.
Yeah. Our destination is Destination Covenant Blessings.
Oh, that's...
That's where we're on our way to.
Again.
Destination Covenant Blessing.
Know who you are, where you are, what belongs to you.
Yeah. And the way to get that is, first of all, everything starts with words. And for us, the Word of God has to be the final authority. The Word of God has to be the place where everything starts. In the beginning was the Word. And so we see God started with the Word. And so whatever we try to begin has to start with the Word. So that's step number one. Now, the Word, nothing just happens. So this, you're going to see this progression. One thing will produce the next thing. Words will produce the way you think. Your thinking will produce the way you feel. The way you feel will produce the decisions you make. The decisions you make will produce the actions you take. The actions you take will produce the habits you create. Those habits that you create will produce your character.
Oh, yeah.
And your character will bring you to the place of your destination.
Well, I just heard the Lord say something incredible. The habits that develop in your life will create what you do, say, and think all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What you do and say and think all the time forms your personality, everything that we see in you in the public, everything we see you do, everything we hear you say is a reflection of those things that you habitually do all the time, the habits of your life.
We make habits, and then those habits make us.
Oh, that's really the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what happens is, in this progression, it gives you an answer. It gives you a way to diagnose why things are not working the way they're not working. It gives you a way to not only diagnose it, but to go back and repair it. For example, if you are at destination curse instead of destination blessing, then there's a reason why. You see, we talk about the blessing, and the Bible makes it clear that the curse without a cause cannot come. And so something got you to destination cursing, just like something will get you to destination blessing. And so to be blessed is an empowerment to have success in every arena of life. However, to be in the curse, you're empowered to fail in every arena of life. You get money, but it seems like you're putting it in pockets with holes in it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But whether it's the blessing or the curse, you can find out if you're in a destination you don't like. Well, now go backwards. Change your character, because you will never go above the level of your character.
Oh, that's right.
If you don't like your character, change your habits. If you don't like your habits, change your actions. If you don't like your actions, change the decisions you're making. If you don't like the decisions you're making, then change your emotions, the way you feel. If you don't like the way you feel, then change the way you think. And if you don't like the way you think, you're going to have to examine the words that you are, that are surrounding your life, that are framing the way you think, that you're listening to, that you're speaking, because everything started with that bag of seed. Negative, good, bad, whatever it was, that determined your destination.
That's what Jesus said.
Yeah. So if you're going to repair anything in life, it's going to start with the word. What are you beginning in your life? What are you starting in your life? It's going to start with seed. What are you trying to grow? I mean, you told a story about some seeds in some tires. I mean, it started something yeah. in an area where people were not used to seeing that type of
There was a place over there where our place is in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And there was a little railroad spur that came through that little town over there. And the poor people in that town tended to live in that general area right around that railroad track. And that little locally owned railroad spur took up all those railroad ties, those big old wooden ties, and they put in new ones. Well, I found out about it, Glory and I did, and we bought those old ones for $2 a piece. We probably gave a dollar too much, but we helped the guy that had them, you know. And so we had this huge pile of them, and we took them one at a time, and we lined our flower beds around the house up there and other stuff that we used them for. Well, there was about half of that stack left that we didn't use, and it was off out there in the, 300 or 400 yards from the house out there in the edge of the pasture. Well, the next spring, we looked up out there, and there's something out there growing around that stack of railroad ties about that high. I couldn't remember what it was. I didn't recognize it. And I thought, what in the world is that growing out there with those railroad ties? Not weeds. Weeds are everywhere, but that's right around those old railroad ties. Mm-hmm. Gloria's mother came to see us, and she said, did you see all that poke salad growing out there by that? Well, all the people in the southern part of the United States know what poke salad is. It's a wild cabbage, and it's good to eat. And people, man, grow that poke salad and eat that stuff. Well, people had dropped seeds and thrown things away out around that railroad down there, and those poke salad seeds got in those ties. And they came out there and piled those ties out there in my pasture. And the next spring, we had a poke salad crop out there around those railroad ties because the seed was there. Now, the seed of God's Word, when God calls you or me or you, and he says, now, I want you to go over here and you look at that place, you think, I don't want, what are you sending me into that mess for? Because you have the seed of the blessing in you. Yes. You have the seed of his word in you. You have the seeds to the Garden of Eden on the inside of you. And he's intended for you to go over there and shake out those yes. seeds and turn that bad part of yes. town, that bad city, that bad nation, whatever it is, turn it into something God has introduction there where he can bless it and change people's lives and prosper them. And when you understand that and you realize that, then you know he'll prosper me while I'm over there. My prosperity is not based on their curse. Their prosperity is based on my blessing. And when you understand that, you don't mind going over there because you're going to be blessed there just like you are anywhere else.
Well, several times in Genesis, the Bible says God blessed and he said, or by saying God blessed. In other words, this is the word. And you can take that word and release that word into the lives of people.
That first word translated blessed, when God blessed them saying, mm-hmm. be fruitful, multiply, and so forth in the book of Genesis, mm-hmm. when he blessed Adam, mm-hmm. is the Hebrew word for declare. Mm-hmm. I declare.
Mm-hmm. You're making a demand.
The blessing, yeah. He said it the same way that he created everything. Mm-hmm. And the same power that created everything mm-hmm. was the creative power that he declared mm-hmm. on that man. Well, it's still God's Word. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same. was in the beginning with God, and nothing was created without His Word. So this Word is just as creative as He is.
You know, the power of television allows us to look into that camera and declare the blessing of God.
Hallelujah.
On those who are watching that broadcast. A poke salad is getting ready to rise up into your life.
We're pouring seeds in the pasture.
Because we're pouring seed. And this is called tell-a-vision. We are telling His vision.
You're sitting
at home minding your own business, and some blessing seed is being sowed into your ground. And no matter where you are in your life, we come together today and we declare the blessing on you wherever you are. All around this world, through this instrument of television, we can tell His vision. And His vision is for the blessings of God to cover all this earth.
Now, Creflo, what we had to do, when Gloria's mother came in that night, she said, "You see all that poke salad growing out there?" I said, "Poke salad? I hadn't seen any of that since I was a little kid. I didn't remember what it was." She said, "I'm going out there and gather up some of it." Well, she went out there, she gathered up a mess of that poke salad and brought it in. We had it for supper that night. We had it for lunch the next day. And I, for one, really like it. Now, some people don't like it. But I never was forced to eat it, so I like it, you know. And Mary can make saddle leather taste good and something. We had supper at nobody's expense. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. The blessing was standing out there. Mm-hmm. Now, me just looking at it thinking it's a weed, I was going to let my blessing come and go and die on the vine and never, ever know that it was something that would bless my table until somebody came in that knew what it was, knew how to cook it, and put it on the table. The Holy Ghost is here. He knows how to pick it. He knows how to cook it. And He knows how to put it on the table. And the blessing of the Lord can be right out there.
Yeah.
And just, all you got to do is invite it into your house.
Yeah, we got to quit looking at the Bible like it's a book to just hold on to birth certificates and hide money. We got to understand.
Put on the coffee table.
Put on the coffee table. Oh, the big Schofield Bibles. When somebody, I mean, that's what all my life, I can remember that Bible on the coffee table.
We used it.
We kept up with the birth certificates. People hid money in it. And then one day somebody got born again and they understood what was that was sitting on that coffee table. And we finally opened it up.
Well, there was a guy that I met in the penitentiary. He was, oh, man, I mean, he was doing 135 years for armed robbery. He'd been a bad rascal. Got born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, called a preacher, man, bold as a lion, you know. And when I first met him, and he came to the service, he had one of them big old white coffee table Bibles, man. The only thing they had in his house, and until he got him something else, he carried the biggest Bible in the world. That thing was that thick and that big and all white, and he didn't care who cared, and nobody cared either, because they knew, man, you don't want to say nothing ugly to him. Because he boxed your ears. And he come in, and he opened his big Bible, and he went to read. I just shouted. I was so excited about that guy. Of course, he's out now. He's preaching the gospel.
Wow. But that's if anything we have to deal with to change in our lives,
right there, isn't it?
It's right here in the Word of God. And we've got to stop looking at the Bible like a book of rules. We got to start looking at it like a bag of seed. This is where we go to get the seed to grow the harvest in lives. And so these steps, words are so very, very vital. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23 again says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. That word incorruptible means it's going to always work. This kind of seed that's incorruptible is seed that will always produce. Incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And, you know, of course, we got a lot of interesting things to talk about this week, but I just want to make sure everybody understands. Until you make the word the final authority, until you understand the power invested in it, until you understand that he upholdeth all things by the word of his power, until you understand that, then you're not going to have real success allowing other type of seed. See, you're gonna be the result of some kind of seed, whether you recognize
it or
not.
Well, you already are.
Yeah. And so you might as well go ahead and on purpose be responsible for the harvest that you desire. You might as well take this Bible, plant it in your life, live by it, make decisions by it, speak it, do the things you're supposed to do where this word is concerned. Now, when you get that down, and that is a settled issue, that this is how we live, this is the foundation of my life, this is what I go to. Now you're ready to see some things, because that decision to make the word your final authority will now determine the way you think.
Yes, sir.
And that, I can't tell you, Brother Copeland, is a huge problem in the lives of people right now, the way they think.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't have time to do it, you begin to examine covenant-minded people, and you begin to look at Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, you see that those words of the covenant impacted this man's actions. His thinking changed. He's not thinking like Abram of old. Abram, the guy that was the worshiper of the moon and was afraid he was going to lose this and that. But in Genesis chapter 22, he did something here when God just showed up in the first verse. He says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. Now, if your thinking is not lined up with the words of the covenant, you would absolutely, at that verse, say no.
Well, I've seen people interpret that like, oh, God. Don't you know Abraham's heart was breaking? Mm-mm. Oh, God, my Mm-mm. only baby. Well, that's because you don't know what the word had to say about it. You think like it. He wasn't acting like that at all.
And the words that Abraham based his actions and thoughts on were not those emotional words that person
No, sir.
Had.
By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac so shall your seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, and from where also he received him in a figure.
Yep.
He had already settled that because God couldn't leave that boy dead mm-hmm. and use him as the father of many nations. And he just said, well, I already see it. He's going to raise him from mm-hmm. the dead.
And look how he spoke, even in front of other people. He said this to the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we'll come again.
We're coming back. He still intended to kill him
yep.
and burn him
yep.
and watch God raise him from the ashes.
Yep. Because of the words that was the basis of the way he thought about the whole situation.
Anytime a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman get together and have a baby, listen, raising this boy from the dead ain't no big trick. We out of time. Glory to God. Creflon, I'll be back in just a moment.
Does it feel like your life is a mess? Is everything spinning around and you don't know what steps it will take to get you to the life your heart desires? In Dr. Creflo Dollar's new book, 8 Steps to Create the Life You Want, you'll learn proven practical advice to live out your destiny and step boldly in the direction of the life you really want. No matter what you'll ever think of or desire for your life, nothing compares to the overflowing beauty of the life that God is sculpting for you as you remain flexible and obedient in His hands. A better life doesn't just come from a change in circumstances. Learn powerful keys to help unlock your true potential. Find out how to overhaul your thinking, take charge of your emotions, establish healthy habits, develop godly character, embrace your destiny, and much more. No matter what decisions you made yesterday, today is a new day, and God is ready to take you to a life you really want. To request your copy of 8 Steps to Create the Life You Want, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This new book by Creflo A. Dollar, now specially priced at just $16, will show you the tools you need to live an abundant life full of confidence and peace. To request your book by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Hey, there's all 8 steps. Praise God. I mean to tell you, man, this... You talk about a sack of seed. This is just dynamite because of the fact that this book is soundly standing on the book. So you have the benefit of a life study here by going back to every time Creflo and Taffy tell you something in this book, you go back to the Bible and you read that whole chapter or that whole book that it comes from, and then you go back here and you see, well, now here's what Creflo and his family did, and here's what that said out of that. Now, anybody can do this, but can't nobody do it without it. I'm talking about this book here. Anybody can do this. It's for whosoever will. But nobody can do it without it. Mm-hmm. To say that, well, now, you know, God might, they don't believe in Jesus, but God might have healed them. Anyway, Creflo, if he said that, then Jesus suffered for nothing because he could do it without him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not right. But that's a statement, a religious statement. Well, it sounds right to me. Well, go back and find out what the book says about it. It'll stop sounding right to you. And you find out what is really right. It makes it easy to receive and not some kind of hard struggle. All your blessing, all your healing, everything you need is in there. Praise God. All your faith is in there. Everything that heaven has produced is in this book, and it's there for you. Well, this one will help you dig it out and find out what it is. This is the bucket to the well, brother. Amen. Get on the information there and find out how to get a hold of it. West Coast Believers Convention last week. We're headed to Southwest Believers Convention August the 4th through the 9th, our hometown meeting here in Fort Worth, Texas. We got, oh, praise God, we got the whole team in here, the super kids ages 6 to 12, 1440 junior high and high school students. Plan your family time around the meeting and get on in here, praise God. Get all the information off of our website, and we love you and pray for you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.